Well, unfortunately, things have changed since Thanksgiving. You know, following the election and up until Thanksgiving, there was a brief window of optimism regarding tax extenders. There was a real sense of bipartisanship, and the White House and congressional leaders appeared to be focused on the same agenda items, which were let's fund the government and let's take care of tax extenders. Unfortunately, that all fell apart over Thanksgiving. And now, due to partisan shots over tax cuts and tax credits, a lot of that positive momentum has stalled. With very little time left in 2014, it appears that the most practical option politically is to have a one-year bill renewing all the expired credits for 2014.
Backus says that one-year extension will only be for 2014.
This just creates more confusion because we'll be operating under an expired tax code in 2015. So hopefully what this means is that we're going to have more attention placed on tax reform and getting something done so that our businesses can operate under a secure tax code, something that's predictable. And we really want to have that in 2015. And hopefully with this new House and Senate and a renewed White House, we'll have that achieved in 2015.
And thus, he says it's important for cattle producers to contact their members of Congress to let them know how important these tax extenders are.
We're small business owners. We operate with those credits. That's what helps us invest and create jobs in rural America. Without that, it's not going to be easy to be productive. So we need Congress to act now, not wait until 2015, but to act now and to make sure that those tax credits are renewed before they come home for Christmas.